From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. A hospital in the United States says a volunteer firefighter has received the most extensive face transplant on record. 41-year-old Patrick Hardison received a new face in what is being called an historic surgery. The surgery took place at New York University's Langone Medical Center. Plastic surgeon Dr. Eduardo Rodriguez led the team of 150 medical personnel that performed the 26-hour transplant surgery. Rodriguez told reporters that the operation is critically important for two reasons.
The procedure that was performed on Patrick is critically important in that, number one, we transplanted functional eyelids, which is important for the preservation of Patrick's vision. Secondly, the amount of tissue that was transplanted had not been transplanted before.
The Washington Post reported that a grant from the NYU Medical Center paid for the operation. The hospital estimates the surgery cost between $850,000 and $1 million. Hardison waited a year for the perfect donor. The perfect donor would have not only a matching blood type, but fair skin and hair. The donor's face is from a 26-year-old New York bicycle mechanic and cyclist. David P. Rodebaugh was pronounced brain dead after a biking accident in late July. Doctors declared him dead on August 14th. 2 hours after the donor's death, a team of doctors operated on the recipient, carefully removing Hardison's face. Another team worked on the donor. A nonprofit organization called Live On New York seeks transplant organs and tissue in the New York City area. This organization identified Rodebaugh as a possible donor. He had signed up to donate his organs. A spokesperson for Live One New York said Rodebaugh's mother gave permission to use his face. She noted that her son had always wanted to be a firefighter. In 2001, Patrick Hardison was a 27-year-old firefighter in Mississippi and father of three children. He entered a burning house to save a woman when the roof fell on him. He suffered third-degree burns on his head, neck, and upper torso. Hardison lost his ears, lips, most of his nose, and nearly all of his eyelids. To protect them, doctors covered his eyes with pieces of skin. This left only a small hole for him to see out of. He was almost totally blind. His face was one big scar. When he went out into public, he told Fox News, people would stare. He tried to stay positive, but he said life was hard. He has had a total of 71 surgeries. Now, Hardison has working eyelids, ears, a full head of hair, as well as eyebrows and facial stubble, said his surgeon. Hardison said his new face has already made a huge difference when he goes outside. He told Fox News that he used to get stared at all the time. Now, he said, he is just an average guy. Hardison is still recovering from the surgery. He will have to take drugs his entire life to fight infections from the transplant. But he plans to be home in time for Thanksgiving. The former firefighter now has five children, two of whom have not seen their father's face until now. I'm Ana Mateo. Share your thoughts on this story in the comments section or on our Facebook page.